It's the Disrespectful Ladies Show, and I'm your host, Dr. J, here with my co-host,
Tris.
Tris, hey, what's up, Tris? How you doing?
Hey, guys, what's up?
How you doing, boo?
I'm great. Thank you for having me again.
It's always a pleasure. It's always a pleasure. Thank you for coming and joining us. So today we're talking about low energy, all right, or slow energy, okay? Some people might see me as, okay, you do too much. Okay, you're a lot, okay? Because I'm constantly turned up. So I might be viewed as high energy and I got too much to say and I know too much, okay? We know too much. We say too much. But I wanted to address some people that I find that have low energy or slow energy. You ever have someone that you either went to school with or you grew up with or you work with or just someone you know and they're constantly have this monotone voice and constantly just down, like just low energy all the time? Like, I know somebody that's constantly, like, you a whole man and every time you see this dude it's like, hey, what's up, how you doing? Hi Jay, how you doing? Wow. It's like, damn, yo, ain't nothing ever good in your life. You ain't ever happy. Like, when I say low energy and slow energy, Tris, help me here. You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about,
I know
Tris.
What you're talking about. I know who you're talking about.
Lord have mercy. That ain't right. That ain't right. No. We ain't saying no names.
But I think some people dysfunction like that.
But you gotta check yourself.
Because it's kind of like introvert, extrovert, because there are introverts that are high energy, and I think there are extroverts that are low energy. And low energy, high energy, it doesn't have to do with anything about being smart. Because there are smart people that are just like, hey, and they just feel like life got sucked out of them.
And that's hard to understand for me, especially for young people, because life is just beginning for you. And what is there to be so down about? What is there to be so low about? And, you know, it troubles me. In a workforce when I'm training someone new and they're young and they don't have that energy, like, yeah, what's up, let's go, let's learn this thing, and they're just like, okay, they're slow to learn, they're slow to pick up, they're low with their energy even when you're trying to teach them something. And I think it impacts your overall life as well, because if you're slow or low to learn, you're slow and low to grow as well, for me.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't say that. I would say that there are people that are, like, probably slow or, like, take time to grasp a concept. But that doesn't mean that they can't get anywhere. Once they stay... I say the people that stay committed are the ones that make it. You know,
yes.
We've all seen the Bill Gates, Jeff Bezos, those type of people in this life. They've tried their businesses, brought it to hundreds of people, and got rejected probably hundreds of times. And probably, I think it was like only 8 people out of like probably 1,500 that told Bill Gates, oh, I'll invest in Microsoft, and look what it is today. But back to what I'm saying is that you can be slow and low energy and still be successful. But I think sometimes your energy has a lot to do with who you're around.
And
sometimes exercise and you have to do something in life that really excites you. Like, if you don't like your job, okay, that's one thing. But, like, I don't know, you don't like hanging out with your friends. Like, who makes you laugh? Like, what makes you laugh? You like sports, you like drinking, you like you know, watching videos, TikTok, or like dancing by yourself, or just walking in the park. There has to be something that gets you up and going. Like, I don't know. I don't know if I'm high energy. I might be high energy. I don't know. But I just feel like there has to be something for you to get you going. Like a mood booster. But also, you know, we never know where people are in life. Some people may be dealing with trauma, a death, or a breakup, because, you know, relationships are hard.
Relationships are hard, but then that might be the reason why they cut out on you. If you're constantly low energy, that might be the reason you ain't got a relationship. Yo, forgive me, y'all, but nah, real talk. Like, I don't want to be around somebody that's constantly low energy. And it's a Debbie Downer. It's like, damn, yo, you're not even grateful or happy to just wake up. Like, for me, just waking up is the blessing. Waking up, it's just like, you know what I always say, we're all winning. We're all winners already. You're here. You've made it. You were that one sperm that hit. So in being that one sperm that hits, you have to be grateful and show gratitude that you can wake up every day. Not everybody's waking up. Not everybody's waking up with their right mind. They know who they are. They can get up and brush their own teeth, make themselves something to eat themselves. You don't need anybody to feed you. You don't need anybody to help you to get dressed. You don't need anybody to give you medications. Like, you can get up and do these things on your own. There has to be gratitude there. It's a lack of, like, for me, what could you have possibly gone through in your young life that you are such a, you're not even willing to fight a little bit? The energy level for me is a lot. I want that positive. I want that I'm going to try. I'm going to get up. I'm going to go again. That constant staying in this monotone place where, hi, Tris. How are you today, Tris? And
I'm sorry, but I can't tolerate that. I will not be your friend. I'm sorry.
You see?
Yeah. I think I'm high energy. I just figured it out.
You know, nobody wants to be around that. And imagine teaching someone that. Teaching someone or helping someone when they are in school, you have to teach someone that has this low energy. As a teacher, you don't want to teach someone that's coming in with low energy, because it's like, it doesn't even motivate you to want to teach them. And it's the same thing at a job. Like, you're starting a new job and I'm trying to teach you something and it's like, oh, I can't make 10 calls in an hour. I mean, who can't make 10 calls in an hour? Like, you guys can flick through Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and then back to YouTube. And you mean to tell me that you can't make 10 calls? It's troubling for me with this genre of time for us and genre of people, younger generation. I want you guys to, you know.
That's why AIs are coming to take all those jobs.
You see that? Because even when you call somebody's job, it's, thank you for calling Wendy's, how can I help you? Versus, thank you for calling Wendy's, this is Jay, how can I help you? It's like, you want to speak to the person that's excited that you called Wendy's. You want to speak to the person that's excited to receive your call. You don't want to speak to the person that's like, how can I help you?
That's true. Because, I mean, when it comes to that energies, I have a hard time, like, letting people slip to the side. But when your energy and mind don't match, I will cut out. Okay. I don't play games when it comes to how I feel. If I'm around you and I feel like I am being used or abused, or you're just sucking the life out of me,
yes,
I'll just not talk. And everybody knows that I like to talk. Me not talking around you, take a hint, please.
And that's exactly what it is. You just took the words, the perfect word, and it's sucking the energy out of you, because it takes something from you when someone is low energy. It's like you're forcing, trying to pull them up and trying to get them to have the same energy as you. Listen, low energy folks, okay? Slow energy, folks, okay? Let's get it going, all right? Not saying that you gotta be like us, but take a look and take a moment and check yourself and see, are you low energy? And you know what? Ask the people around you. If you don't know whether you're low or high energy, ask the people around you. Tell them to be honest, and I'm sure they'll tell you the truth.
All right? And don't think of it as being slow, because there are some people who are slow who are high energy.
Yeah.
But also, just because you may not get things as fast as other people, that doesn't make you less than.
Absolutely.
So no need to be in your little sunken hole.
Wow, Tris is so nice. He's such a sweetheart. He puts it so well. All right, y'all, it's the Disrespectful Ladies Show with Jay. It's your host, Dr. Jay, and Tris, thank you for listening. Mind your business, drink your water, suck in your belly, and tune in. Tris.
Okay, guys, we'll see you another time.